This is your station, Shannonside FM.
This is Breakfast with Rachel and Dara. There's ELO with Sweet Talking Woman. Now, I'm delighted to welcome into studio the Longford Rose, Aisling Farrell, and Leitrim Rose, Edwina Guckin. How are you doing, girls?
Good, thank you very much.
You're busy ladies.
Yep, absolutely flat out right now. God.
And you have a wedding later on as well, Aisling.
Yep, so I'm just running.
Well, thank you for coming in, considering how busy you are.
Thank you. Yeah.
We'll start with you, Aisling, because it's fair to say that both of you have been on roller coaster rides, but how have you got involved in this, first of all?
Well, it started back in April for me. I entered the Longford Rose Heats and we had such a fantastic day there. We were treated like princesses. It was brilliant. And it was just a huge shock for me when I was announced as the winner. And I have just had the best time since. It's been fantastic. So Edwina and I met down at the regionals in Port Leash the June bank holiday weekend. There were 61 girls of us there from all across the world. It was absolutely brilliant. You got to meet girls from every corner of the world. And then we were announced to go down to Tralee, and it's been fantastic.
So tell us about Port Leash, because that was kind of like the pre-party, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really fun. I think it was a 4 or 5 day event, and we went down there. We had Garda escorts. We couldn't believe it. We had we had the best time ever. There was parade on that we were involved in. We stayed in the Hermitage Hotel down there, and it was beautiful.
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah. What was it like to get a Garda escort? Was it did you feel
special? We
didn't
really, but we were like, oh, who's the guards? Yeah. We looked.
We were telling the driver to pull in that the guards would get by us.
Yeah, that makes sense. It couldn't be for me. Put it like that. Let alone me. Yeah, no, that's good. And you're part of the Tang Folk Group as well, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. How does that go? What do you do in the Tang Folk Group?
Well, sing.
Yeah, no, what do you sing though? That's one word, that's a perfect answer. But what type of songs do you sing?
Well, we would perform at Mass sometimes.
Yeah.
And then at Christmas time, we'd usually put on a carol service. We did it at Easter time this time.
Oh.
And the money that we raised went to charities. So we did the Rise Foundation last Christmas, and this Easter went to local charities.
Very good.
Is that your talent?
I actually play piano, so I'm hoping to perform a piece in Tralee, all going well. Yeah,
good stuff. Okay, so you're a medical student.
I am.
In UCD.
Mm-hmm.
And I read in the Longford Leader you had an 8-hour exam there last week. What do you do for 8 hours?
Well, what I did was, I'm a medical student, as you said, and this exam gave me an opportunity to work in the States. So there's three exams you have to do. So this was the first one. And it was tough. Now, I've been studying all summer for it. So fingers crossed it goes okay. I get the results down in Tralee, so.
pressure.
You get the results down
I get
in
the results when I'm in Tralee.
When do you get them?
It'll be about a week and a half time, I think, yeah.
Oh, so will it be in around the Monday, Tuesday night kind of thing?
There could be tears on stage. I'm only messing.
Speaking of being on stage, what's Dai O'Shea like? How did you find him?
He's a great guy. He really is. He's a really good guy. He had us very, very relaxed going out on stage, because it is quite daunting, isn't it, Edwina?
Yeah, surely.
It is. But he had us very well prepped going out, and we weren't really nervous going out. He was a really good guy.
Okay, and it actually helps as well that you're in Port Leash and, you know, you kind of got to meet him, so you're over that part now of the stage in Rose Tralee.
Yeah.
Okay, good stuff.
Yeah, no nerves when you're meeting Dahi. But what about wakeboarding? What's the story about wakeboarding?
Wakeboarding is... Have you guys ever done it?
No, I've never done it. Like, describe to us what it is.
Well, it's kind of... It's a bit of a hard one to describe.